Let's get to this Jamal Adams trade, shall we? And this was, to me, the real stunner of the weekend. Despite the story that came out Friday in the New York Daily News, despite everything that Adams has said running his mouth over these last few weeks, I still got the sense the Jets was going to take some time to get that perfect offer. That was going to take some time for Joe Douglas to get exactly what he wanted. So my first reaction is, all right, Jamal Adams gets traded. Seattle. Makes perfect sense. They love players in the secondary. They've had great safeties in the past. Earl Thomas, Cam Chancellor, Legion of Boom. Pete Carroll will figure out how to use them. He'll have great success. And I'm thinking, all right, what they give up in return? I'm thinking it's probably a first-round pick. Then I see the return, and I had to make sure it was the right and the accurate information. So I saw it on one source. I said, all right, I got to double-check this. Spot on. The Jets in return for a player who wanted no business in being a New York Jet. And I think he made that perfectly clear over the last few weeks with the Instagram trade demand, with the tweets, with the comments. It got to a point where I don't know how there was a Jet fan in their right mind who would say, yeah, I want this guy still on my team. Because he basically put on a clinic of how to get himself off a given team. Jamal Adams worked it to perfection. Because from like April on, he kind of made his intentions clear. And this notion that, oh, Adam Gase is the only reason he wants out with the New York Jets, that is just totally not the case. Because if the reason Jamal Adams wanted out was the head coach and the head coach alone, then why stay in January and February, I want to be a Jet for life? Why be willing to negotiate a contract extension then, but then all of a sudden you're doing about phase two and a half months later? He wasn't getting what he wanted in return. He became very bitter, and then he reached his breaking point where not getting what he wanted combined with maybe not a great situation and a whole lot of losing pushed him over the edge and brought about a whole lot of immature, childish, juvenile behavior. But for a guy who made his intentions clear, I want out. I don't want to be here. I don't want to play for the Jets any longer. You got two ones, a three, and a plug-and-play safety that you could put in the secondary this year. That is an absolute win for the Jets. They got a premium price for a non-premium position. Do I understand some of the concerns that are out there? The Jets don't keep their first-round picks. Guys don't want to play here. Yeah. I think there's a whole lot of truth to that. But I don't think you can vilify this general manager for that. He has been here less than a year. So it's Joe Douglas' fault the Jets couldn't draft? It's Joe Douglas' fault the Jets were a laughingstock for the last 6 to 7 years? He's basically coming in here and trying to clean up the mess. Does this hurt the Jets coming up in 2020? Absolutely. The Jets are not a better football team this year without Jamal Adams because Jamal Adams could play. I get on him. I roast him. The guy can play. And he's one of the best safeties in the league. But even if Jamal Adams is on his team, are Jets winning anything in 2020? My answer would be no. Look at the talent. Are they one of the 7 best teams in the AFC? Not my estimation. So now you get these 2 first-round picks. Got to hope Joe Douglas knows what he's doing. You get the additional third. You get salary cap space that you're not going to be using to sign Jamal Adams. And let's see how they can build around Sam Darnold. I don't look at this trade as like this net negative for the Jets. Maybe in the 2020 season. But for somebody who didn't want to be here, 2 first-round picks and a 3rd-round pick, to me, that's the definition of a no-brainer.